We are up to Simon Kof. Kof Membeis. Kof Membeis. Hilchos Mishloach Manos Ish Lirayehu Matanos Lavyonim Usudas Pormibo Yud Sifim. Halach Alf Chayiv Kol Adam Mishloach Lucholapochos La Adam Echod Shtei Matanos. Mishloach Manos requires one to send at least to one friend. To one friend, two gifts. The Ksivit says in the Pasuk, U'mishloach manos, manos plural, two items. Ish le're'ehu, to your friend. Mashmo shtei matanos le'achot, to one person. V'cholamabe l'shloach manos le're'em ha'rezem mishuboch. Don't stop there. If you want, you can send. The more you send, the more the merrier. U'mikol makoy mutav l'harbois b'matanos l'avyonim l'harbois b'sudas u'mishloach manos le're'em. It's a much bigger mitzvah to increase in matanos l'avyonim than in the expense one spends for his suda and for mishloach manos l're'im, ki ein simcha gedoyla. This comes from the Rambam. Ki ein simcha gedoyla u'mifo'eres l'fnei hakadosh baruch hu elo l'sameach leiv aniyim v'yisoyimim v'almanos. The greatest thing you can do, the greatest simcha you bring hakadosh baruch hu, is give joy to a poor person, to a yosoyim, to an almana, v'hamisameach leiv ha umlalim, people who are down or sad, or elu doimel l'shchina shenemar. It is considered as if you are makamul l'pnei Hashchina. Shenemar lahachyo yisruach shafam, to give life to the to spirits that are low, ulahachayois, to give life leiv nidokhoim, the heart of those who are crushed. Okay, let's look at Oysa Alf Chayv Chayv Kolom L'Shloach Ayim B'Shud Pinyin Tzion Shenistapik Im Heim Hevi Be'atzmoy V'lo Ayde Shlech Im Yotza. Okay, we discussed this. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes this. He has a suffix. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Binyan Tzion. If you send Mishloach Manos directly in person, and you don't do it through an agent, the pasuk seems to indicate that the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah is specifically through a shaliach. Umishloach manos. Umishloach means an agent. So the Binyan Tzion has a dilemma. Perhaps the ideal and the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is through an agent. If a person brings the mishloach manos himself, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Olod ha'kroksiv umishloach manos v'eish la'avram mi butasht, as I pronounce it, butasht. Kosav the gam al the atzmo yotza. You have fulfilled the obligation. The hashlichos hu lekula, and the shlichos, when it says the pasuk umishloach, the pasuk means to say that it's also good. In other words, ideally, mitzvah bo yoiser mi b'shlucho. That would be the ideal way to bring reus. If you bring something to your friend, what have you really brought? You've brought yourself. You know, it's a much greater simcha, it's a much greater form of reus when you yourself present the gift, rather than having the gift sent al yidei acherim. When the pasuk says umishloach, it's coming to go easy on us. That not every person has the ability to personally deliver his gifts. And it's to hear, it's telling you that in such a situation, so ex post facto, it's okay if you send an agent. But l'chatchil adrabba, do it yourself. Yashlichos l'kula shloi loimar. You should not say that the mitzvah bo yosem shlucho, to say that the only way you can fill it is only by doing it yourself. He also says he yotze. There's a general principle that a shliach is no better than you. If you can't do something, then if he can't do something, then he cannot serve as a shliach. For example, a non-Jew, you cannot. Oh yeah, I take it back. I'm mixing things up. But generally, the rule is, whenever you send a shliach, the rule is that the shliach is only as good as you, and you can certainly do it yourself. Now, the Pella we mentioned from Rabbi Tezner, he takes note of this dilemma. We mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah actually quotes this, and the Mishnah Berurah does not machriya. The Mishnah Berurah says the sofik, if you can fulfill the mitzvah al yidei atzmai. Not like here he's quoting from two different poskim, and he's quoting, he's passing that it's okay, it's a-okay, and adrab, it's even preferred. The Mishnah Berurah, it's a very big mystery. He concludes that it's a safek. It might indeed be preferred to do the bedafka al yidei shliach. To add to the mystery, I didn't see it inside, but I didn't have access to all these svarim, the all original sources, but Rabbi Tezner says that it's a pella that in the Binyan Tzion himself, the one who proposes this dilemma, and everyone quotes from, at the end of his tshuva, he says, it's better to do it yourself. That's what he says. No, no, no. I'm talking about truma. I made a mistake. Kain turimu gam atem. Ma atem. I take it back because I'm confusing something with the daf. With the daf. So I'm, just forget about it. Okay, so.
But if you do have a
goy,
do what you
tell you. If you do have a goy, so it's okay. Bidyevit. It's not ideal. It's not ideal. UPS. 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 FedEx. Or FedEx. UPS. United States Postal Service. Okay? All of these various services. DHL. They're all
United Purim Services.
They're all non-Jews. So b'di'eved, the poskim say, as long as you get it, there's not a din of shlichus. As long as the person gets it, even if there's some places that are so lenient that say, even if they get it before Purim, there's an assumption that the person who receives it wants you to fulfill the mitzvah. So he has kavana not to be koine until Purim. He has a shalom. This it's a real stretch. It's a real stretch. I'm accepting it. I realize. UPS came a day early. You went online. You ordered Mishloach Manos, and it came a day early. I had kavana. Subconsciously, I'm having kavana. I want you to fulfill it the right way. So I'm going to put it in the house. I'm not going to be cleaning it until tomorrow. Until even if you open it, even if you eat it, I'm not coining it. My stomach is not coining until Purim. Such a lumpness. What about if it arrives after Purim? Same thing.
It was on the way.
It was kilo, kilo. It was there. Okay, these are all very, very big chidushim. But if you look carefully in the fine print and some of the svarim, it actually says these things. That b'shas hadchak gadol yesh alma al lismach. All right. Let's go further. Halacha base. Okay, just to review a couple of quick things we mentioned before. There's a machlokes ha'paiskim ha'gedolim when if you only can send one mishloach manos, or should you focus on making peace with your enemies, or should you focus on sending mishloach manos to your best friends, your friends and family? So there's a very big difference of opinion. Some say that Purim is a time. Forget about your family. Forget about them. You'll have a suda with them later on. Purim, go to your enemies. It's like Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, you're supposed to be mefayes your enemies. You're supposed to give a gift, mefayes, do you forgive me? Kippurim. It's the same thing, it's all one big holiday. Seek out your enemies on Purim. Bring them a beautiful mishloach manos. There couldn't be a better day to make peace with people that you're not 100% comfortable with. Other poskim say something shocking, pumfakert. You got your holidays mixed up. You got your holidays. And Echnami, Erev Purim, bring him a mishloach manos. No harm done. But Purim is a time not to take for granted your friends and family. The people that you're close with, that are kind to you, that do with you daily, you go with them every day in the car. I know my father, he would bedafka bring, he would go out very much out of his way to bring to his closest friends the Mishloach Manos on Purim. He didn't deal with people that he wasn't so close with. He didn't. He used to make me go with him and bring to someone. They used to take him home every day, and other people that he was close with. That's how he viewed Mishloach Manos. Some say that's what the pasuk says. Mishloach Manos ish lireihu. It doesn't say ish lechaveroi, ish leochiv. Reihu, what? Reihu means your friends. The time to be mechazek, good relationships. There's a time to not to remember that you don't take your friends and family for granted. It's a very important yisod. I don't know, that's the impression, maybe it's from my father, but that's the impression that I get. I get that it's a very nice thing to send mishloach manos, to people that spend a lot of money to send to the soldiers in the army. It's a beautiful thing, all these things to send people, all different organizations. But you also should not forget that you have friends, that these are very important things to have a kesher with. Halacha base. La adam echad shtei matanos. Ein bibir halacha. Hevi misefer tur yevet. The chidush yagonu hiveger. Sheyesh listapik. Im shalach manos leish ani im kaim zed tarte. What happens if you send mishloach manos to an evyoin? Do you is a package deal? You mekayim mishloach manos and you also mekayim matanos levyoinim. Haynu mitzvah shiloach manos vegam matanos levyoinim. Oy neimo do we say the tzorch lekayim kol lechem b'fnei atzmo be'ayin b'shut k'sav sefer. So it's inconclusive. Obviously, some say yes, some say not. Ein oisin mitzvois, chavilois, chavilois. You give matanos levyoinim and you give mishloach manos. Halacha da gimel. Dover, let's go back, let's go back. Halacha base, on top of the kishon of halacha base. Lo nikra manos ela dover sheroi, sheroi leechol. It must be food kimoshu b'li tikun. No preparation. It's ready to go. He send tea, people will send tea bags. My father was a rabbi, so I used to get all these weird, I used to love it when I was a kid. It was such a treat, Purim, because all the balabatim, in those days the shul was a lot bigger. I used to get a lot, and there was also a new rabbi, everyone sends the rabbi shachmanas. So, but a lot of the balabatim, they don't know the halachas. They send the most bizarre things you can possibly imagine. Cinnamon sticks, tea bags, exotic instant coffee. So l'chore, these things are not
live fish.
Live. Someone sent him shalchmanis in the tsura of a dog. And he explained to my father later that there was a message. There was a message in and my mother always would speak about what is this? What's the message? Okay. To each his own. And then as time went on, it became much more sophisticated. Today you have to have a theme. You have to have a theme. And you have to have, everything has to match the bag with the, and today the presentation is more important than the food. The presentation became more important. Loi nikra manais ela davar shiroi leachol. For example, basar v'dagim mivushalim, it must be cooked. V'lo chayin, not raw. I mean a mesikoi seperos or kois yain who made vashuk yetzvah, something which is what? Why can't you send sushi? It's raw, but today we eat raw sushi. That's where we eat it. It's partially you can send sushi. What?
It's ready to eat.
Of course. Well. Okay. Let's take a look here at the bottom. Davar sheroy lechol ayin b'ber heitev b'mi sheshalach l'chaveri tarnegoles. Someone sends a chicken, a raw chicken. This is machlokes. Tarnegoles. Okay, let's say live should have a kabel ochla vi achar kach b'yoyim purim atzmo noy delo shochitzo treifa. Look at that. He sent him a chicken and he ate it and then he realized it wasn't kosher. You have to go with the kitchen. They found out that it wasn't kosher. Im yatsa yidei chayv asma noyisela. Will this person in the next world, this was the only mishloach manos that I sent. Non-kosher. I ordered online from an organization. I didn't realize they were sending tarfus. So will I get
it? No, it doesn't have to be that he sent them a treifa. He sent them a good kosher.
Chicken, but when he shechted it, as cheskas chai, making the shas more lomish. Im yatsa yidechay vasmanos eloy b'vshut tshuvus me'ahava hela the davar pashat she'enoy yoytze yidechay vas. The b'nei shenav sheshlodim kotze biachilas iser pashat yina yoytze.
If you send someone non-kosher food, maybe why don't you go by further? Let's say you send them food that you accept the hechsher. But you never doesn't accept hechsher, which is not, you know, it's very common because sometimes people recycle things. And it's really true. You send people food, you don't even know where it comes from. What? Cholavakum. Or yourself, you send them things that they have no, you can assume it as a hechsher. It doesn't have hechsher. A lot of loose things. Loose things. So the person would not eat these things. His standards of kashrus do not allow him to consume these products. So it seems to suggest that you're not yoitza. That's what it seems to say.
Let's say, you eat cholof stam.
But I don't eat chalav stam. I'm holier than thou. I only eat chalav Yisrael. But for you, Dunkin' Donuts is good enough. So I'll send you a box of Dunkin' Donuts. So he says a tremendous chiddush. Even though for the noisein, if for the noisein it's no good, that's a chesaron in mishloach. It's a tremendous chiddush that goes to show that you have to also like it. You have to also be something that's...
If it's your real friend, you won't send him something that he will need.
No, but that's posh. He's going to eat it. The friend will eat it. But you would, the mishaleach, would not eat it. That's what it says. The gam dover shemutu lehamikabel, but ulehamishaleach also gam kain ein yoitzin. An incredible chiddush. If the noisein, I don't hold with this. I don't hold from this. But for you, it's good enough. For you, it's good enough. Lo yatsa.
This is a Hungarian.
Lo yatsa. It has to be choshe for you as well. The ayin, the agos barasham, the ingates in the most money. If you send someone, here's a gift certificate. Go to Kosher Delight. Doesn't exist anymore, kosher. Some people, I remember we once to get him shachmanas from someone. That was my favorite shachmanas. I used to get a hot corned beef sandwich from Kosher Delight. Wow. With a can of Diet Coke, what more could you possibly want? You can't top that. That is, it wasn't so expensive. What was the cost? How much did it cost in those days? It cost $5, $6. Now, what does it cost now? Now it's already more. Now it's
$45. All right.
Now it's already over. Now you have to go to Essen on Coney.
I grew them yesterday. They have little gummies that look like a hamburger sandwich.
Okay, the ein yoytzim b'mos after kasva toisves the pruto yochol lignos ba machol mikol makom lo yodif mi basa chayd lo yotza he paskins lo yotza. Okay, so the mission, the Kitzur Shulchanoch takes a very strong opinion that you have to say something that it's ready to eat. I don't have edible on this moment. I don't have here for you all the details, all the other poskim, but there are poskim that are more magel, and they hold that if it can be warmed up in a very short period of time, then you also yotza frozen pizza, or even meat that's not today we can cook meat very quickly. Today we have technology, you can do things very quickly. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is very machmir. He's very machmir. It has to be edible this very, very moment. B'diyaveh, there are lamei tzchus, because people do send things that are not readily edible. And you can't go say that they were not yoytzin in the mitzvah. There are poskim that say that if you can prepare it in a very short period of time.
Tradition soups.
So first of all, you should know that it is edible. I'm living proof. I would like the snack sometimes. You know, you take out some of that the noodles, the lakshin, You suck on it. It's edible. It's not. So there are chiluke deyos in how edible, obviously, the ideal thing is, it should be edible. What? No, I'm saying that l'chatchila, it's not ideal. B'di'eved, there are poskim that are makel, that if you can swiftly prepare it, it can be prepared, a frozen pizza. You send someone frozen pizza, right?
I'm talking about a gift certificate or someone donating.
No, that appears to be, that's a nice thing
charity,
to do.
You know, to charities.
No, that you're not Yoitz. You get a car. You get a car that in lieu of Meshach Monas, we've given an $18 donation to this organization. Right. It's a very nice thing to do, but that's not the mitzvah, Meshach Monas. Meshach Monas ish l'reyehu means that you're supposed to go and send a gift to your friend. Don't be smarter than Chazal. Many Rabbanim are very critical of this. It's very nice to have to raise money for organizations, and if you want to raise money for organizations, so today a lot of people, they got smarter. They you give like the first one to really do it well was like Karen Aniyim. You give Mishalach Manos. You give Mishalach. It's a modest Mishalach Manos, and most of the money that was meant to purchase this gift was given to Tzedakah, but I'm still giving you Mishalach Manos. Okay, but to give just a card comes in the mail that I'm not giving you Mishalach Manos, zero, you're not even getting a hamantash and a raisin and nothing, and we're giving money, it's a very nice thing to give Tzedakah, but that's not the mitzvah sayom. So Rabbanim were very critical of giving these Purim cards. you're taking away from the mitzvah sayam. Yish lisha do it in a way which is also not 100% ideal, but at least to do it like Karen Aniyim, where you're giving a gift. I'm giving you something. I'm giving you a modest gift, and the bulk of the money is going to the tzedakah organization.
Okay, the Karen Aniyim stuff is not edible.
Okay. You know, on the websites, someone told me on the websites that they tell you it's very hard for them. Very hard for them to guarantee delivery bo bayom. They try. There are techniques, but there's no guarantee. So they write on the website, think of almost all the websites, because say we live in Baruch Hashem, such a religious world, they all write, this is a Purim gift. We're selling here, don't attempt to fulfill your mitzvah of mishloach manos. There are technical problems, and think of this, don't come here, we don't want to mislead you. Don't come here and think that by putting in an order you have fulfilled your mitzvah. This is a website for Purim gifts.
No,
it's a business. You go to any website, because what are the problems? First of all, they can't guarantee 100% it will arrive bo bayom, unless there are certain places that drive hand delivery. They charge you an arm and a leg. They guarantee they'll deliver. They have their own delivery men local in Manhattan and Brooklyn. They'll deliver locally. They'll charge you outrageous amount of money. And the second thing is Al-Yidei Goyim. They're not doing it. It's not being done. It's not being done through a shliach, as a shliach to be a Jew. So you can be makel. It's good enough. It's fine. But they don't want to, some of the more religious organizations or web stores, they don't want to take responsibility. They just say it's a Purim gift, not the mitzvah b'shlach manas. Halacha Gimel. Kol Adam afilu ani shebi yishol Mekabel tzedakah, the poorest of Klal Yisrael, chayiv litein l'chol apachos shtei matanos l'shnaniyim, he also has to give matanos lo evyonim. Matanos lo evyonim is the opposite of mishloach manos. Here you give two people, and each person only receives one gift. And no one is exempt from matanos levim afilu oni shem. Yisrael also has to give another person matanos levim. Person should not say, I'm on the receiving end, and therefore I don't have to give. No excuse. Tahaynu matana achas l'cholecha. The chassid it says in the pasuk matanos. Matanos is plural. Lo evyonim is also plural. So here we're able to divide up one matana to one evyon. Mashma shtei matanos l'shnei evyonim. The ein medak. In the most podium, we're not medachtik who you give the money to. Ella, kol ha-poishet yad, litol meislim lo, whoever puts out a hint gets. It's like Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, what is the nusach ha-tfila ne'ila? Ata poishet yad la-poishim. You Hashem, what? Ata nosin yad. And there's another post that says poshed yad l'chol hashavim. So there are two psukim, there are two parts of the tefillah, major sections which begin with this theme of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu on Yom HaKippurim. He extends out his hand. Anyone who wants, anyone who comes forward, gets. Hashem will give. So Yom Kippur, HaKippurim is like Yom Kippur, Hashem, this is Jewish, is imitating us, on Yom on Purim, a person's poishad yad neistimo. You give anyone that puts forth their hand. Umi shehu b'makom she'ein sham aniyim, a person in the place where there are no aniyim, ya'achiv es amos etzlo ad sheyiz damnoi loy aniyim o yishalchim lohem. So you have to set aside the money. You set aside the money on Purim, and when the opportunity presents itself, you will give over the money. Let's take a look at halacha. Halacha Gim. Kol ha-poyshed yad.
You have to give.
So a person presents himself as being an Evyon. He makes believe he's an Evyon. And then you discover he was a charlatan. He wasn't an Evyon. So you're asking a question, were you Yoitze, the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim? So there's a machlokes. Some say, since the halacha is kol ha-poyshed yad naistim loy, and he presented himself as an Evyon, he did present himself, that's enough to fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah does not demand that he actually be an Evyon. For tzedakah, in a chanami, you not fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah unless it's a real ani. And the person cheats you, so you're out of luck. you would not fulfill the mitzvah. But being that the rules of matanos levyonim is just what's nikar le'inayim, if this person presents himself as being an evyon and he's payish of yad, you fulfill the mitzvah. Obviously, it's not ideal. Ideally, you want to fulfill the mitzvah by giving a person who is a real bona fide evyon. But with the evyon, you do fulfill the mitzvah.
I want to play that devil's advocate.
Yeah.
The people coming around and they push a yad, they're not avyoinim. They're taking the money from Moshe or for...
That's right, they're not. That's right. That's right. That's right.
So there's no mitzvah to give that,
it's not no mitzvah. You're giving tzedakah. Purim is a time...
You're giving presents. You're giving presents to the...
It's, no, it's...
Pardon me, you have over here tzaganas. You have gypsies who come around. They say... They even know how to say the word tzedakah.
Yeah. No, so them you don't. So them you don't give. Of course, that you don't give. Well, you're asking a more fundamental. You're asking a very good question. Purim is the meaning of all these yeshiva boys to go collecting for organizations. The organizations are not evyonim.
Right.
They're not. They're raising money for it's not. So ein ochinami. That is not. You have not fulfilled matanos levyonim by giving a check, a large check. What? No, it's not. That's not kopusha yad. I'm not giving you midin. You only midin matanos levyonim. I'm giving. If you know for a fact the person is not. You don't have to give. Matanos levyonim is only when you don't know. A person puts that. So maybe he's a gypsy, maybe he's not a gypsy, maybe he's a faker. Alright, so the halach is I can give you the benefit of the doubt. But if I know for a fact this person is coming collecting and I see him on Shabbos roaming the streets and Michal Shabbos, I know for a fact that he's not Jewish and he comes on Purim and he's a push of yad. Get lost of the push on mode. Giving, going, collecting for organizations is not a fulfillment of matanos levyonim. It's just a nice thing to do. It's become the custom to give a lot of stock on Purim. Very nice. But that's not matanos levyonim. That's a whole different type of, that's a different league. Okay, let's finish up with another time. Called, now let's give a halacha. Let's just do one more halacha out of time. Halacha dalet. Gam hanoshim chayavos b'mishlachmanos. Umatanos levyonim, noshma also chayiv im mishloach manos matanos levyonim, mishloach manos tishalach isha leisha veish leish, a woman sent a woman, a man to a man, al matanos levyonim, yechoy legam isha leshloach leish, vechein behebuch, there's no problem. Tzas noshim, soimchoist al balim, some women, they rely upon their husband, shehein sholchim gam beshvilam, ve'einu nochen ele yesh lehachmir. Modern rabbi. Women should go and send their own mishloach manos to their own friends. That's what he says. It's a very shocking thing. Many women are tsnuos. The family sends. The husband sends for the family, includes them. But here he says that it's nochon lahachmir. A woman should send her own friends, her own set of mishloach manos.
That's very easy to do.
What? Depends for who.
As you say, this is for me and this is for you.
Okay, let's see over here one halacha, bottom halacha dalad, b'mishloach manos matanos levyonim, b'ayim ogin Avraham, hevi b'bal ha'or. T'le yitein lohem, koidem porim, do not give mishloach manos before porim. Dilma,
achli lukai l'torim, delitei,
Abele luhu koyda, but they're going to eat up the money. They're going to consume the money. Al kain mashma ktsas teim adkan mashma ktsas deim shalach hamonos vehamatanos koyda porim vehegiu lo yada bepurim yotza. From that he wants to imply a very common scenario where you send online, when you send a gift before Purim, people today are sending mishloach manos. I'm sending it today, but it's not going to arrive until Purim. Have you fulfilled the mitzvah? Maybe the giving also must take place on Purim. So he wants to be medayik that the only time it's not you fulfill is when it arrives before Purim and it's consumed before Purim. But if you send it before Purim and it arrives on Purim, it's mashma yatsa. The leka os chash zeh, because it has not been consumed. The ayin shem machsa shekel masha kosav al zeh. The ayin biberetif shem estapek bim shalach lechaver koidim po vigil lechaver bepurim iazin bosa hamishaleach. From the time that you sent it, v'oz lo hoyam chayiv bochem, at that point it's before Purim, oy bosa hamikabel v'oz kvar hoyam shasachir v'hevi b'shem yad aharoin the day to night the yotza you couldn't make all the bosa hamikabel azlin and v'ayin shem yad aharoin the chmo came the imshach manas and nensu. Let's say nensu, I sent and then it disappeared, it got lost in the mail. If it did not arrive, then tough luck. Another shaila. When you're sending an Eretz Yisrael, this is very common. When you're sending Mishloach Manos from Yerushalayim, To Yerushalayim. From a place that's Yudal to a place that's Tezvav, Yigil Yadav Yudalid. From Yerushalayim to a place Yudal, Beben Iyer, Shasholach, Monos, someone who's been from Shasholach, Leben Krach, Yigil Yadav Yudalid, Yatsa, Im Yodea Shlo Yoichleim, if you keep it Tezvav, so it arrives a day early. So if you know that it's not going to eat until Tezvav, the boss has Simcha Samakabal. The delivery. It arrived a day early. So here, but here he discussed the case where it arrived on Yudal, so it's already Purim for me, but it's not Purim yet for you. Okay, whatever similar situation, so you, as long as he did not yet eat it, the purpose of a Shalach Manas really is to eat the food for Sudas Purim. So that's really the ideal. You should eat the food that you receive from Shalach Manas and Sudas Purim, so if he's going to wait for Sudas Purim to eat the food, then in Echanami, it's okay. B'chein kasa b'shut ma'ari asad b'im shalach ha'idei had Da'ar, to the mailman, the postal service, the gear liyat hamakabel b'purim, the yatsa, it's okay. V'chein kastav the shut ashar asharim, be'asharim v'shut levushim urchaim mitzadeh l'kan l'kan maybe yeah maybe not. V'ayin b'shut nachnefaim the imshach chadim l'purim he was also yekotin. Long there's another l'mshayla. The mishaleach is bar mitzvah on Purim. And the Mishlech sends the Mashloch Manos when he's a cut on the day before Purim. The Igia Chaver bePurim, Oz Kvar Hu Gadol, Iyaz Linon Basa Hashlichos Basa Hakabala V'Simit Tzorich. And all these trials are Tzorachin. But the bottom line is that we have no other option. You can be Makel. That's what all the Pesukim say. Look at all the English books, and they all say, yeah, yeah, it's good, it's good, it's good. But you have all what to be Samachon. If it does not arrive, it arrives a day late. It arrives a day early, a day late. If you it's not the same day when you send it. All of these things to the post office, to UPS, all of this is b'diavad, it's okay. The ayin b'shut teshura shai shenestapik mitchil l'sham im yatsa b'tzis b'antanas l'vyanim al-yidei shemochal choyvay le'ani u'posh atzma d'lo yatsa. What happens instead of giving a gift to an ani, you moichel him. The ani owes you $1,000. And you say to the ani, today is your lucky day. I'm giving you matanos l'vyanim. I'm moichel v'choyv. You don't have to pay me back. Have you fulfilled your obligation? L'chor not. Matanos means to give. Being moichel is not called giving. The lo yotza. You have not fulfilled your obligation. V'uchmo de mekadesh de milveh. If a man marries a woman by saying to her, I want to marry you, I'm not going to give you the money. Instead, I know that you owe me money, I'm moichel v'choiv, and that should be the kesef kedushin that's not kiyum lo einim kodeshes. There's no need for a get. She'einim kodeshes came in the inner royal lionos bo hayom, she'gvar nechal ayin sham, that's not called something in the new pleasure. The money, milvel lo hayitza nitna. Milvel lo hayitza nitna, it's not like the money doesn't exist. It's an abstract item, and you're not giving anything new, you're not fulfilled, it's not called kedushin, it's not considered to be, it's not considered to be good for kiddushin. One of the shaila, they talk a lot about, can a chassan give his kala a mishloach manos? So some want to argue it's not a good idea, it will be confused for kiddushin. He wants to marry her prematurely. So this is not accepted. Anyone that's engaged over Purim time, every chassan kala has a shaila. Every chassan will send his kala mishloach manos, and every kala will send. That doesn't make a difference. So some want to suggest that it's not a good, because there are customs where you don't give even the engagement ring. When a chassan gets engaged to the kala, there are some people who have a custom the chassan should not give the engagement ring directly to the kala. Like on Hollywood, open up the box, will you marry me? So according to some opinions, that's not proper, because it may be interpreted as kesef kiddushin. Will you marry me? What? So that's only a chumrah. It's a chumrah that you may think that the stone is worth a lot more money than it really is. Halacha l'maaseh, under the chuppah, a boy gives a girl a stone. Instead of taking out the tabas, the marriage band, and he gives her a ring, and he says, "Hayam mekudeshesli, is there anyone that's going to say they're not married,
yes,
and they need to get their isa?" Okay, we have a halacha chumra. She says it shouldn't be an asmachta. She thinks that it's a Tiffany stone. It's worth $10,000, and really, it's only worth $200. Right? She shouldn't make that mistake. So it's a megach tos. That's a very, very big chumra. But mikra didn't work. So some are very machmir that a chassan should never never directly give his kala a gift. Because by giving a gift to the kala, it may be interpreted as kesef kiddushin. And if there are people... What? No, because when you give it to a shliach, you're not saying, you're not... It's one step removed. Even when you do it directly, the minig is to be very makel. Most people allow a chassam to give gifts directly to the kala. It's very common. By the chassidim, they're more machmir. They don't give it there because anyway, they said there's more of a separation. So that same shayla is always presented in this halacha, giving mishloach manos. You're giving gifts. And giving gifts, maybe it's interpreted as an early kiddushin. So the answer is no. It's 100% mutter. This issue is only the Talmud Chazal. Talmud Chazal, when they actually the gifts served as kiddushin, there.
But he set up in the list that you should only send mishloach manos ish leish
v'ish. Tznius. That's a tznius issue.
If you send to the kala, she'll think you're sending matanas levyainim.
Okay, let's stop over here. Tomorrow we'll try to finish. Tomorrow we're going to try to finish a little bit more. One and what?
Limousines.
Yeah. So waste the money.